Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The bull market turning 8 years old. How much longer can all this last?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. On the line is Jim Paulson. He's chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. And with the bull market celebrating 8 years. Yes, it's been 8 years since those dark days way back when it seemed like the world was coming to an end. Now, all these years later, stocks are up and it seems like glory days. And let's bring in Jim now. So, Jim, let's be serious here for a second. What a run it's been, but we all know things just can't keep going up and up and up.
That's true. I think there's no doubt, John, that the best of this bull is past. We used up a lot of the tenets of the bull already. We can no longer take price earnings multiples from, 10 times earnings up to 20 times earnings. We've already done it. We can't take the competitive long-term interest rate from 6% to below 2. We've already done that. There's no way earnings can grow as fast in the next few years, even if the recovery continues, as they already did coming out of one of the worst recessions in post-war history. Profit margins are already near record highs, for example. And then finally, we're already losing the accommodative Federal Reserve. It's becoming, it was a hospitable force for the bull market. It is now becoming a hostile force. So the best of the bull is past. The question is if there's still some bull left. I think there might be over the next few years, but I think we're talking more like mid-single-digit buy and hold returns from here rather than the 17 or 18% returns that we've had up till now.
You mentioned the Federal Reserve, the low interest rate environment, perhaps the chief lubricant in keeping this engine running for the last 8 years?
I think there's a number of things. Low interest rates certainly have helped. The absence of inflation that would bring down valuations or necessitate higher rates, resetting of rates higher has certainly helped. The huge revival of profitability and the ongoing rising profits have helped. I think a big thing too is it's just been a bull for me that climbed a perpetual wall of worry throughout, and we washed out all the sellers with the climax of the big 2008 collapse, and as everyone that wanted out was out, it has just taken marginal buyers over the last 8 years against virtually no sellers to keep the market going higher. So there's a lot of factors behind it, but as I said, I think a lot of those are coming to an end.
When you look at how far the Dow has come this year alone, we're looking at, I think, about 5.5% rise, the NASDAQ up more than 8%, the S&P up another 5% so far this year. Do you think the three major averages are going to hold on to these gains for the rest of the year?
Well, I actually think that we're going to go higher this year yet before maybe pulling back later this year, maybe end the year about where we are now, at 2350 area in the S&P, something like that. I think we're going to go higher. I think we might, on the S&P, roar ahead up towards 2600 or something. And I think interest rates are going to have to move higher before they bite into the stock market run. We've got right now, I think, the broadest economic participation around the globe that we've ever had in this recovery. Economic surprise indices are close to their highest levels of the recovery, suggesting that more economies are participating finally on a synchronized basis than ever before. And I think that's driving optimism and raising animal spirits. That's all good stuff, and I think that might continue to run through the stock market to higher levels. The problem we have is we are awakening animal spirits from a position of full employment. And as soon as we awaken those aggressive behaviors, I think we're going to face higher inflation and higher interest rates that ultimately might cause a correction later this year.
We're talking to Jim Paulson at Wells Capital Management, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, UberPool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Jim, when you look at the components of the Dow Jones Industrial Average over the last 8 years, MarketWatch has some great statistics. FactSet has some great statistics. You look at this and you go, Home Depot up more than 600%, American Express up more than 500%, Walt Disney up more than 500%. You just scratch your head and go, holy smokes.
Well, you got to remember that a big chunk of those gains were just recovering the 50, 60, 70% losses a lot of those stocks experienced, you know, from the tops of the market in 07 to the bottoms of the market in March of 09. So a big part of it was just recouping where they already were. And so they're probably not as spectacular in that sense as they might seem otherwise. It'd be one thing if the market had been at near highs, and then we went on a run like we did. But a big chunk of this rally was just recouping the losses occurred with the Great Recession. And in that light, we've also had earnings recover as well, and dividends and cash flows. So to some extent, I don't know if this market is super overextended today, but it's certainly at the high end of valuation. And there's not near as much room from here to make up on a large number of stocks, particularly among large cap multinational names. I think there's more room among smaller and mid cap names, and there's still more room away from the United States. I think a lot of the rest of the world is in an earlier part of this recovery. They're underowned. They're better relative values. They're going to have more monetary support. So I think if the bull market does continue, it's likely to be led by international small and mid-cap stocks.
Jim Paulson, Chief Investment Strategist at Wells Capital Management. Jim, as always, we appreciate your insights.
Thanks for having me, John.
Jim, joining us from Minneapolis. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.